If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
If there's anything you know that we love to celebrate here on Kaya Biz, is of course the formation, the establishment of truly proudly built Black-owned businesses. So this is what we're keen to get your feedback and perspective on, especially where there is capital involved. 100 billion rand transformation fund is said to be established by the government, and this is with the aim of supporting Black-owned businesses. This is us, the entrepreneurs. So let's find out more about this particular fund and, of course, just exactly how it will work with a good friend of the show, Duma Qubule, Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative. Duma, it's so lovely to touch base with you again after the Gasi SME Summit last year. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much. It's the first time since you came back from your holiday.
Yeah. Yes. I'm happy to say all those pleasantries again. Happy New Year the best. But Duma, this is the kind of conversation that really gets you and I excited and tickles our brain cells, right? And it becomes critical because it allows all of us to understand the intricacies of capital, how it can unlock opportunities in employment and entrepreneurship, but of course needs an enabling environment for it to be sustainable going forward in South Africa. 1 billion rand transformation fund. This sounds like a big chunk of money from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. But help us understand how it will work from what we know and if the objectives will likely be met.
Okay, so I don't know where to start, Gugu, but let me just say that, the government's idea of this transformation fund is that the contributions will come from government, from private sector. The government will not be seeding this fund, the way I understand it, and it will come from, you know, the BE scorecard. It was talked about as if it's a new tax. It's not a new tax. So what happened is that the amended BE codes of 2013, they have an element of BE called enterprise and supply development. Now, amongst that enterprise and supply demand, there's a target for net profit after tax, 3% of net profit after tax, that is supposed to be spent on enterprise development contributions. So the idea is that if you pull together all the enterprise development contributions, it could be a big number. So the problem with that, Wenakuku, is that nobody's actually done any research about how much is available from the large companies. Mm. Let me give you an example. I spoke to my friend, she's an expert on this, Pulule Teka, from Identity Development Fund. And mm-hmm. she once did a calculation, she told me, and there's potentially 50 billion rands. The BE Commission did a study. They said there's potentially 27 billion rands. Mm. Now, the problem is, as you see, the numbers are all over the place. The second thing is that the scorecard, the way it works, there's different parts of the scorecard which are monetary and non-monetary contributions. So the companies have got a menu of options how they can support the small businesses. So the monetary ones, you can have a grant towards the company, you can have loans, you can have equity, you can have, you know, the different, there's a whole menu of things that you can put in terms of enterprise development. But there's also a lot of non-monetary ones, like if you pay your suppliers in a very short period, like I can't remember, I think it's within 30 days, you get points. If you provide loans at less than prime, you get points. If you give human resource capacity, so there's monetary and non-monetary. So the fact that I think a lot of the companies are not necessarily doing monetary alone, they're doing non-monetary. So it's very difficult to get a handle on how much is actually there. And I think what the DTI should be doing before, they should be actually doing some proper research to find out what the companies are doing out there. That's the first one. The second one is that a lot of companies are saying supporting small businesses or black businesses is not our core business. So we want to, give it to third-party providers to do it for us. Mm. And there are companies like Identity Development Fund mm-hmm. who have done it for some of the large companies. But I get the impression, you know, that it's not a lot of money that they've done. Mm. And the second thing I want to say is that the Pilisiwe The former CEO of the National Employment Fund.
Yes, NEF.
It was, I think, about 10 years ago, it was their plan to pull together all these 3% of net profit after tax. And now they're saying that they're going to be the custodian of this initiative. I think in practice, it's going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. Because if you're, let's say, a bank and or a big company, you've got your own initiatives that you're already doing, you're not going to get put into a pool for governments. Do you see what I'm saying? So I think we must actually get to the nitty-gritty, the real numbers, and find out what is there. Yeah,
got you. And I think this raises so many questions as you were speaking here, Duma, because number one, if we don't fully know what's in the kitty and how this capital will be allocated and which are monetary and non-monetary benefits, then we don't have a clear strategy that thus makes the objectives difficult to measure when the outcomes and the reports come in. This has also built my anxiety on the back of the 100 Black Industrialists Program. Many have looked at it from the DTI and, you know, raise questions and eyebrows and have raised concern about not only the target of the program, but the sustainability of it. And maybe this takes us to the question, you know, we form these great initiatives, but it's in the rollout and the implementation and more so sustainability of them that becomes a frustration.
100%, Gugu. Yeah. And I think, 100%. We have to be, it has to be, and I don't think you can have a proper transformation fund without some seeding from government.
Sure.
Now, if you look at the top, if you look at the, it's a big, we feel passionately about it. We have, in terms of SMMEs, we have a financing gap about 350 billion. There's too little funding, too few policy deals to drive this. For example, the Black SMME Finance, CIFA dispersed 2 billion rands last year. The NEF, 838 million rands. And then the banks a few years ago, their total exposure to Black SMME finance, as is required by the codes of good practice, was 21.4 billion rands, and that is 0.4% of their bank assets. So, and then the IDC this past year in 2024, and their disbursements to Black industrialists increased substantially to 10 billion rands, and that is your larger businesses. So if we're going to make, so you should see it in two ways. We need to make, transform the what we used to call the commanding heights of the economy. And that is where the IDC operates. And at the commanding heights of the economy, we have Black ownership in the JSF about 1.2%. And if you minus the non-South African assets, you have about 5.8%. I calculated it at the end of 2022 at about 228 billion rands. But the majority of us, Kaya listeners, we are in the Black SME space, and this is where there's completely inadequate funding.
Yeah.
And every couple of years, I go and I ask the banks, you know, how much are you lending towards Black SMEs? I was shocked the last time I went. My bank, they said about, it was I can't remember, it was a really small number, it was 500 million.
In terms of loans?
Yeah, to Black SMEs. Remember, they have to report according to the financial sector charter. So it should be public information, and they don't disclose it in their annual reports. They hide it, and you know, some of them will disclose it this year, some will not disclose it the next year. So it's very erratic, their reporting on Black. So what I'm trying to say, we have to really put our mind behind supporting Black enterprises. So I would say, number one, for the banks, as I said at the what you call it, at the
ECASI
summit,
yeah,
we need to have targets for Black SMEs.
Yeah.
I would call them developmental targets from the banks, you know, because the banks have to learn more. I call them quotas. If you want to call it nice English that people don't get offended, you can call it developmental targets, you know. But I think Park Stau, the Minister of Trade and Industry, he has to become a more visible champion of transformation. And I think we should be talking about developmental targets for the banks and the non-bank financial institutions. But you see, when Google, they're quite familiar with these targets. It's not something new. Mm. There's a financial sector charter where there were commitments that were made years ago. I don't know where it is right now. Let us just revive that and set new targets that are relevant in this environment. And the second thing, we have to do more and capitalize the NEF. The NEF has not been capitalized since inception. There were funds during COVID that it managed on behalf of other government departments. So the lending went up a bit and now it's gone back to 838 million rands. And, you know, I've never understood why minister after minister just refused to fund the National Empowerment Fund, you know. And I remember I was invited at the National Empowerment Fund last year and I was asking why, you know. Is it that your CEO's got bad relationships with the politicians? We don't know. Mm-hmm. But the government has, I mean, I think the priority for Mr. Pakstow, he should have discussed this with Mr. Godongwana. They should be in the budget on, if there isn't an allocation now, they should be in the budget next, on the 19th of February, a commitment to increase funding towards CIFA, or the new institution, the merger of CIFA and whatever it's
CEDA.
The new, I forget the name, and also to the National Empowerment Fund. So if we get the banks working towards this, and then we get the development finance agencies working towards providing finance for, because we're not going to thrive. We've got this thing, the National Development Plan, 90% of jobs are going to be created by small businesses.
It's five
but
years
we're not
away.
Providing support to these small businesses, Google. So I don't think that we should be doing that. And then the third element of it is this scorecard. But we have to be, so it's the banks, it's the DFIs, it's this this fund that the government is talking about. But I think a lot more work, I think the ministers jumped the gun on this one, and we need to do a lot more work with the minister and the BEE Commission to get a handle on what is exactly available out there. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the BEE Commission like in December, mm-hmm. and I was very pleased that the commissioner at Sidiso Matuna was saying, we need to go behind the scorecard and understand what companies are actually doing us. Because when you report your BEE and you're level one, it means nothing to me and you, mm-hmm. or level two or level three. We don't want to know, Guti Wena, what are you doing in tangible rands and cents behind that scorecard, the detail of the scorecard. So I think we can get those three policy tools working to support black businesses and get serious about it. And I just think the last thing, Google, is that we need to have a serious conversation around BE. I think it's time for a big BE summit. The whole momentum towards transformation has died down. Mm. Companies are not taking this transformation process seriously. And I think a lot of our white counterparts are swearing at it, and they've just like become, I don't know what I call it, you know, they're just like, you know,
dismissive.
It's swear word. And we have to now revive it again, because it's dead under the water at the moment. And I believe that within the context of this GNU, we have to restart that conversation and have a big, almost like a summit again, because the last one I went to was about 10 years ago. And we were talking about the BEE codes. It was at Gallagher State. And I think it is time for another big conference on black economic empowerment, because the profile of black economic empowerment, we must never forget, it's for the commanding heights of the economy and it's for the small business. And I think the whole small business side has been forgotten in South Africa most of the past 30 years.
Oh, 100%. You've hit so many keynotes that I think are so pertinent to the sustainability of these particular funds. So as you've mentioned, you know, BE, a lot of people have become, you know, just unresponsive and maybe even indifferent to it.
That's the word I was looking for, indifferent.
And it's ostracized a lot of our white South African counterparts who feel frustrated by the policy. But coupled with the transformative fund or transformation fund, as well as the BE policies we have in place, one of the frustrations that many entrepreneurs continue to share, not only with you and I, but at these different summits as well, is access, Duma, is that you follow the rules, you go through the procedure, you go through the necessary incubation and other levels of support that you need. But there's a level of sustainability in terms of long-term access, sustainable access, and monitoring of your growth and transformation of your business is not something that is often paid attention to. And it makes one wonder, is the type of institutions we're trying to use to access these businesses also a concern? You know, I love the banks, but oftentimes because of their controls and the mandates that they have to follow, there's limitations in terms of lending that they can offer and perhaps even additional support.
Yes. So I think that what does a business need? It needs access to finance, number one.
Yes.
It needs access to skills. Number three, it needs access to markets. So I think the other thing that we should be working on, you know, with the government as well, is procurement. We need to know what are the business opportunities that are available in government and in the private sector. We need to go behind the scorecard, as the commissioner was saying, and, you know, almost have like a, you know, I remember in the US, they used to have one for black businesses, you know, a, you know, initiative where, the, you know, companies compete with each other to procure from black businesses. I think we should create some kind of initiative to be able to, the large companies, how much are they procuring from black businesses? And we must work. So these are a series of policy tools that we must use to get the economy, I mean, to get black enterprises involved. And obviously, when I Google, as I talk about all the time on the station, mm-hmm. my favorite station, is that we have to get the economy going, you know, if, hey. Because at the end of the day, we need an economy that's working for all South Africans, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. And maybe let's talk about that, Duma, as we, you know, we wrap up the conversation. Everyone is starting off the year on a high. We've got South African delegates at the World Economic Forum sharing a renewed voice and sense of optimism around the growth in the economy, the GNU, in, you know, levels of a slightly elevated electricity supply that we've had in the country. But those are just the headlines. The real tacky meets the tar in terms of economic growth, and that's what we need in South Africa. What are your, I guess, views on sustainable economic growth for the year ahead and some of the challenges we still need to bear in mind? Because South Africa is still, yes, a vibrant economy on the continent, but we are still very open, fragile and small, and open to some of the geopolitical risks that we've seen across the globe.
Yes, okay, so on Monday, I was back at work on Monday. I was supposed to be back the previous week. I took another week off. But I went to
You live very well for NEDLAC. An economist, eh? Nice life problems.
No. I went to speak at the NEDLAC summit, you know, and there were all the leaders of all the trade unions. And I said, and I think one thing that came out of there is that we have to agree, all of us in civil society, before we go to this national dialogue, we must have a common position mm-hmm. on this national dialogue. What are we going to ask for as civil society? And then we must be in a strong negotiation. We have to get this debate around this national dialogue, this social compact. I had lost faith in it until I spoke at that conference on Monday. You might have seen Deputy President Paul Mashatile was there today, and many of the ministers were there today. And I have now a renewed belief that we have to get this economy, an agreement on this economy, because the current policies are taking us nowhere. So we need to have an agreement between all stakeholders in the economy as to what it will take to get this economy. And I think we have to, if we don't do it by this year sometime, I think there's no future for the country in terms of, you know, mm-hmm. our country until 2030. Mm-hmm. So we need to come up with a proper agreement and about how this national dialogue is going to, you know, how we can have a new agreement on this economy. And one of the major issues shall be issue of transformation. Now, last thing on the GNU,
sure.
We saw the Geller bill. There was agreement eventually. After much, you know, fighting, whatever, between the parties, I believe this GNU needs to have an agreement on the whole issue of transformation. And I think, you know, if you look at the DA, they're seen to be anti-transformation. And if they're looking forward to the next election, 2029, and they don't want to hit a ceiling at 20%, they have to embrace some form of transformation. So I think that it is possible, if we're all under one room, to have an agreement on transformation as part of this GNU. I think it will be easier than NHI, Google. So let's get, we've gone past the Bella. Let's do one on transformation next year. Yeah.
And I think you raise such a valid point, right? Because I've often found that there's always a level of angst and anxiety when white South Africans or non-black South Africans who don't fall under the BEE description, you know, come to the table when it comes to engaging in terms of BEE. There's a heightened level of, whoa, you know, I've worked hard for the world.
Yeah, I know, because there was just like fear-mongering about the fund. You know, I mean, it's a good idea. We should all support it, but we should get it to work, because we've seen when we leave it to the government in the past, they don't get it to work. So we must all get it to work. Do you see what I'm saying? But, you know, I just think that I think there was a lot of misinformation, as I must say, by white people, South Africans.
Yes.
They were saying, I saw that the government wants to expropriate 3% of our profits, and then they want to loot it. And, you
wrong
know,
language,
come on, guys.
Yeah.
That language is, I don't know, man. Like we have to come to some agreement. We have to, I think there can be agreement. I'll participate in the talks around this agreement. Google, am I? Yeah, I don't know. Yes,
definitely.
I know how to You know, and then the other thing is that established businesses are very comfortable with these BE codes, and some of them are implementing it, but there were too many. They found ways to game the system, you know, loopholes in the thing. And I do think that we must have an agreement on transformation in terms of this government of national unity.
Definitely. Oh, I can't wait for this. I think it sounds like a whole fantastic BE Biz summit that we could have as a team. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Duma. We'll have to leave it there for today before we both get excited even more about the shifts we need to see in our society. But we really do. You know, I was actually thinking, now I'm going off script, Duma. 2030 is 5 years from now. And when you think of the goals and ambitions we had in the NDP and just where we are flaking on them, that 5% GDP growth is nowhere to be seen. And it's something that we really do need to get focused on. So, sheesh. Yeah, it's a harsh reality to accept.
Thank you so much, Googs.
Thank you. Oh, Duma, always a pleasure speaking to you. That's Duma Qobule there joining us tonight. As you can tell, to really unpack the insights around a 100 billion rand transformation fund, really led by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. A lot more detail and clarity needs to be painted around the money available, how it will be distributed, which partners are involved, and of course, what it is that we will use as a metric to measure the potential success here. These are conversations that tickle my brain cells. I hope they do yours too. Duma Qobule is Research Associate at the Social Policy Initiative.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.